Lord, thank you for all of the things that you've been doing in our midst this day. For just the sense of your holy presence being here, we ask, Lord, that you would even take us deeper into the Holy of Holies today. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Bring upon us a spirit of revelation that we would see maybe what we haven't seen before. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. I want to thank those who've been praying for me. Those not aware, on Claudia's and my 50th anniversary, woohoo, I decided to trip over a stump. Now, that stump had been there, let me tell you, as long as we've owned the house for the past 30-some years, it's been there. But on our 50th anniversary, I discovered that stump in a way I hadn't before. And so I tripped, and I did a really cool Superman. I wish it had been filmed, because I thought it was pretty cool. And I landed on part of a bird bath, a concrete bird bath, and I actually broke the bird bath. It was so cool. But I also broke 5 ribs. And so I'm thanking God that he got us out of the hospital after a few days, and we're mending. It doesn't hurt to laugh now, to cough or sneeze. It's progress, my friends, it's progress. So we're thanking the Lord for that. But it also, being the 50th wedding anniversary, caused me to do some eulogy, do some thinking. What I discovered is something that maybe you've discovered along the way, that it's easy to take things for granted. You know, you first get married and you don't take things for granted, hopefully. But after the years go by, wonderful things of another person that has just molded with you in your life, and it becomes so normal. So Claudia is just a tremendous person when it comes to finances. She has the checkbook, and praise God I gave it up. But and so I just take that for granted. And so the Lord was just really speaking to me about taking things for granted, my health. When I was 20, it was great climbing ladders. I thought it was great climbing ladders when I was 70. But then came the day I fell off the ladder and broke my hip. You can take your health for granted. You can take friends for granted. You can take your church for granted. There's all sorts of ways we can take things for granted. But where I think it ties in this morning is a word from Psalms. It's a word that David spoke. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and with all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits." Do not forget the benefits of God. Do not let go of them. Israel always had a problem because they would be in a place where God would bless them over and over again, and they would take it for granted. And they would take the law at times for granted. They would take the commandments for granted. They would take the direction the Lord was leading them for granted. They would take his presence and his provision for granted. And even when it wasn't there in the way they thought it should be, they felt entitled and they got angry. So David reminds us, forget not his benefits. Don't forget his benefits. Don't take it for granted. This applies this morning, I believe, to the Holy Spirit. A little while ago, all of our clergy were on this retreat, and the bishop did a whole weekend on the Holy Spirit. And he was very vulnerable, sharing his life and his encounters with the Holy Spirit and all of these things about his relationship to the Holy Spirit and in ministry and moving with the Spirit. This was a whole weekend, and it wasn't out of arrogance or pride, but I thought, I've told the same stories. I've said the same things. I've preached the same things for 40-some years. I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I know what it is to pray in the Spirit and to worship in the Spirit. I know all these things. But in his teaching, there was one phrase that grabbed my heart. And I didn't realize it was the Holy Spirit grabbing my heart at that moment, but later on it made sense. And what I sensed the Holy Spirit saying that the bishop had said is that some people look at the Holy Spirit as a tag-along. You got the big two, Father and Son, and you have this little Holy Spirit kind of tagging along. I started to think about that, and I thought, but Lord, I know these things. I've experienced these things. And the Lord was saying, no, you don't get it. There's more. There's more I want in my relationship with you, Scott, with me, the Holy Spirit. There's more that I want to release. Forget the old. Forget what has come before. But now look and dwell and focus on me and what I want to do in a fresh way. And so it led me into this place of repentance, saying, Holy Spirit, I thought we had this. No, we didn't. Holy Spirit, forgive me for ways that I have been taking you for granted as a tag-along, as part of the Trinity that comes along for the ride, but isn't as important. I started to look at things like the Nicene Creed. And you read in the Nicene Creed, I, of course, have lost it, but it talks about worshiping the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Honoring the Holy Spirit, who is God, who is not to be taken for granted, because the Holy Spirit is God. He is God with the Father and the Son. Together, they are one God. But the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is one that can be grieved. It's one that has emotions. The Holy Spirit is a real entity. And what we find in the church, that churches sometimes begin to move the Holy Spirit to the back burner. There is a Pentecostal church on Route 18 not too far from, what is it?
Medina,
yeah, out that way. And there's a pastor that was talking to this Pentecostal pastor one day, and the Pentecostal pastor said to this other pastor where renewal had begun, he said, I wish we were more like you. And the pastor of the renewal parish said, what do you mean? And he said, well, we used to do the things you do. Now we just talk about them. Now we just teach about them. But the experience of the power of the Holy Spirit is something that we have lost, and that church is no longer. It became a parking lot. Now, there's such a deposit that God has placed in this congregation about the Holy Spirit. We sometimes don't realize how unique this congregation is. It's a very unique congregation because we experience the presence of God. We experience the presence of Jesus. We experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. But there's more. The Lord is saying that there is more. There's more of a relationship with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit with us than maybe we've known before. That it doesn't look like it did yesterday or the days before. It's a fresh thing. It's a new thing. It springs up. And the Lord says, do you not perceive it? I was reading in Ephesians, scripture for today. I thought, Lord, how much I need you, Holy Spirit. Paul prays that the Father of glory may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. When I begin to take the Holy Spirit for granted, and he's calling me into this new thing of focusing and honoring him in the life, in my life, in the life of the church, the Lord reminds me that it's through a spirit of revelation and knowledge that I even know him. Years ago, there was a I Found a campaign, and it was kind of an evangelistic thing with bumper stickers that says, I found it, and someone says, what did you find? And you say, Jesus. Well, we started to understand that that theology was poor because I didn't find anything. The Holy Spirit found me. The Holy Spirit took the things of Scripture and different testimonies and things, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit made it come alive. It came alive. That's why people can graduate from seminary and never have a changed life, even though they've been reading Scripture every day. But when the Holy Spirit moves, all of a sudden, it comes alive, and you're not the same. I have to remind myself, Holy Spirit, I don't want to take you for granted because you're the one that reveals Jesus and the reality of the cross and the reality of the resurrection and the reality of all that you are, Lord. Holy Spirit, I don't want to take you for granted for 1 minute. Holy Spirit, thank you that you want to enlighten me regarding the hope to which I have been called. You want to reveal to me in my heart the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints and immeasurable greatness of your power towards me who believe, according to his working of his great strength, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're beginning to speak into my life in a fresh way, my inheritance, what it is that you have prepared for me. I've taken you for granted, Lord. I've taken these things for granted, but Lord, you're awakening me in a new way with the Spirit of God that I begin to look, and I look into heaven, and I see the heavenly inheritance that waits for me. I begin to see your power, Lord, your power that isn't like lawnmower power, but it's a power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father. Holy Spirit, come alive. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit. Speak into my life these things again. Speak them into my life, Lord, that I might live, that I might be the dry bones, that all of a sudden the Spirit comes and they come to life in a fresh way, in a new way. I take the Holy Spirit's power for granted sometimes. I love the scripture read so well in Acts today. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father, the Father promised, which you have heard me speak about, for John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Later, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I was sharing with Dan how I was director at Church of the Holy Spirit for 38 years, named Holy Spirit because the founder of that church said, there's no way this church will survive except by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was right. And it was by God's grace, but it was by the Holy Spirit. But then comes Pentecost, and I always like to preach about Pentecost on Pentecost. And I always assumed everyone in the congregation was filled with the Spirit. That's my biggest regret, that I didn't teach that Pentecost was supposed to be a relationship with me and the Holy Spirit that didn't happen one time a year, but happened every day of the year. Every day of the year. How much more will the Father give the Spirit to those who ask him, the word says. And I would take that for granted. I would assume things that maybe weren't true. And I had the Holy Spirit boxed in this place of how he operated and filling me up in 1972. Holy Spirit wants to get out of the box. The Holy Spirit wants to move in fresh and new ways, ways that maybe you and I have never imagined beyond anything we've known. Holy Spirit, forgive me for taking the power for granted. Awaken in me, Holy Spirit. Awaken in me, Holy Spirit, what you want in your relationship with me and me with you, that I might do the works that you have called me to do. So where do I go? Where do I go? Well, there are a couple things I'll list, and if you remember one of them, you're doing great. But the first one is that every day I would learn to praise and worship the Lord when I get up in the morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That I would worship the three in one. That I would not see the Holy Spirit as a tag-along, but as part of the Godhead. Fully God. Fully God. That I would look at scriptures like in Ephesians and Acts and see the places that the Holy Spirit was moving in the past and what the Holy Spirit's work was to be and say, Lord, that's what I want. Don't let me take these things for granted. Make them alive again, Lord. Like the first day I experienced them, make them alive. Make them alive. Lord, make Pentecost a reality for me every day. Now, Dan gets the joy of Pentecost next Sunday. I'm getting robbed of it, so I thought I would do a little bit this morning, but I have to be away. But it's not just about that day of Pentecost. It's about every day. The Lord wants to fill me over and over and over and over and over again. He wants to fill me with his power. He wants to fill me with his wisdom and knowledge. He wants to make life alive. He wants to lead me every day at work, at school, wherever I am. Holy Spirit, take hold of me and lead me to the places you call me to be. Look for the Holy Spirit's presence every day. Holy Spirit, I'm starting the morning with you, Father, Son, and Spirit. I love you. I worship you. I thank you for your power. I thank you for all the things that you're about. But Holy Spirit, teach me to hear your voice. Not on Sundays. Oh, Sunday's fine. But throughout the week, Holy Spirit, teach me what it is to hear your voice in every circumstance, every situation. Desire spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14:1 talks about how we're called to desire spiritual gifts, and especially that we might prophesy. How many of us are being gifted by the Holy Spirit to prophesy? I'll bet everyone. Yeah. Yeah, it's not for the few. It's for all of us. That's one of the signs more often found in Scripture about being filled with the Spirit is being the gift of prophecy. Speaking the things of God into the present, whether at church or in the world, wherever we're called to be. Lord, help me to have a heart that desires to prophesy, that desires the gifts of your Spirit. The second Friday of each month, we used to call it, and we still do, what's it called, Jim?
Present service.
Huh?
Present service.
Meeting with God. We're continuing that, but we felt the Lord was saying a little twist. And the twist was to come into these meetings and we simply are worshiping and saying, come Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do today? What do you want to do tonight? It was amazing, the first one a couple weeks ago, and people began to have visions and prophecy and all sorts of wonderful things, and God showed up, and it's wonderful. But rather than saying, Holy Spirit, we want you to fill what we've planned. I once did that. Did it many times. We're saying, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do tonight? And then going with what the Holy Spirit says. It's a place to sharpen our gifts, to be released in the power of the Holy Spirit in a fresh way, and to learn to move in the anointing of the Holy Spirit in a fresh way. I discovered I called out to the Holy Spirit a lot when I was in trouble. I had this habit of saying, Lord, I wouldn't say it, but really is my heart. I would say, I've got it. I've got it. And now the Lord is saying, no, the Holy Spirit is the one to have it. Let's pray. Lord, we are so blessed. We have been so blessed by you. We're blessed with the gift of salvation. We're blessed with the reality that we died with you on Good Friday and rose with you on Easter and ascended with you on Ascension Day. We're so blessed, Lord, by the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, the way the Holy Spirit came upon the beginning church in Acts and all of the work of the Holy Spirit, all the things that the writers in the New Testament, the letters, spoke about the Holy Spirit, about your Holy Spirit, Lord. And its great work of power and bringing revelation. But Lord, I pray that you would stir the pot. Stir the pot, Lord. Stir the pot in such a way that you would bring us into fresh relationship with the Father and the Son, but with the Holy Spirit, that we might have a new sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's power, a new sensitivity to the gifts of the Holy Spirit being released into this congregation, a new awareness of what your voice, Holy Spirit, sounds like. And as you speak to us, we hear the voice of Jesus and the Father. Holy Spirit, awaken. Dust us off, Lord. Shake the foundations, Lord, that we might be fully yours. We thank you for it, and we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.